Blog Talk Radio.
Praising and thanking God for each of you. Hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, your yesterday was great. Praise the Lamb of God as you had a super Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I wonder how super was your Sunday, praise God, as it relates to the Super Bowl. I know there's many people, praise the Lamb, that have submitted to that spirit. Yeah. Praise God, and made all those preparations and things of that nature, and failed to prepare to praise and worship God. I just want to say to you today, praise God, that when times are bad, when your heart is hurting, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going through, make sure, praise God, you call on your favorite team and not Jesus. Hello, Light Bubs. Praise the Lamb of God. If you made all them preparations for Super Bowl party, this, that, and another, and didn't prepare, didn't pray, didn't worship, didn't go to the house of God all about a game, then you are playing games with yourself. Praise the Lord. Because a game can do nothing for you in the end. In the end, when it's all over, you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need him desperately. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And people of God, I'm telling you today, praise God, if you're going to get God in the way that you're going to be able to access him and utilize him in this season and see the manifestations of the promise, you cannot play games with God. Hallelujah. Your heart, your soul, and your mind must be totally his. Did you hear what I said? Praise the Lamb of God. Your heart, your soul, and your mind must be totally his and not given over to all of these spirits, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that try to rule the hearts and the minds of the people. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, I watched yesterday as so many saints, so many believers gave in to that spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number one, you have to ask yourself, why is the Super Bowl on Sunday and not on Saturday? Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Why? You want me to tell you why? Because they will respect everybody's holiday except everybody's holy day except Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. They will respect the Jews. They will respect Muslims. They will respect anybody. But they will not respect, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Christians. Yeah, they have always played games, praise the Lamb of God, with Sunday. They have always played games, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with our holiness, with our sanctification, with our glorification. Why? Because we are the weakest link. We stand for nothing, so we fall for anything. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for the real saints to stand up and be counted. It's time for us to stand up and be counted. Praise the Lamb of God. And recognizing, hallelujah, when the chips are down, we call on Jesus. When the bills need paid, we call on Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When there's sickness, we call on Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't call on the Ravens. We don't call on San Francisco. We don't call on nobody else. We call Jesus. Praise the Lamb. But when we give over to these seducing spirits, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and not, you know what I'm talking about, and not giving our heart totally to God, praise the Lamb of God, I wonder how many believers missed worship yesterday because of that game. I wonder how many didn't go to the house of God and eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus because of that game. Hallelujah, because they were invited over a friend's house, or they was over there helping to prepare for the Super Bowl game. I wonder how many missed without even thinking, praise the Lamb of God, that they're insulting Christ, that they're insulting the living God, hallelujah, who has made all these precious promises and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I tell you, sometimes I just want to cry out and say, we are a bunch of hypocrites. Praise the Lamb of God. Hypocritical, hallelujah, in the way that we treat the God that we say, that we love, and that we serve. We are very hypocritical, and we need to repent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, pastors, I wouldn't dare, praise the Lamb of God, set up a Super Bowl game in my sanctuary, have a wide screen for all my men to come in the sanctuary that's supposed to be dedicated to God and shout at the screen on their teams and all of this kind of stuff. That is ludicrous. That is madness. That is desecrating the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Take that mess to your house. Hallelujah. Put it on your wide screen. Don't put it on the wide screen at the house of God. That's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. But we do this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I bet you can't go to a mosque. I bet you they won the Super Bowl game at a mosque. I bet you can't go to, praise the Lamb of God, a Jewish temple. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bet you it wasn't a Super Bowl party held there. Praise, you know why? They hold on to what they believe because they believe what they believe. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. They reverence, praise the Lamb of God, the house that they built and dedicated for God. We don't reverence nothing. We'll turn the sanctuary into a circus. Yeah, I'm talking about it. Praise the Lamb. If we could make money from it, praise the Lamb of God, we will turn our sanctuaries into Bottom and Bailey. We will turn our sanctuaries into any and everything, praise the Lamb of God, that you can think of in order to bring revenue in. Praise the Lamb of God. And then sit and try to act like we're spiritual. Hallelujah. And try to make the Holy Ghost come, praise the Lamb of God, and manifest when we're having our worship experiences. Oh, my God, but when you have dedicated a place to God, when you have dedicated a place to his for his dwelling, then you cannot invite another spirit in there, praise the Lamb of God. That's why we have such a powerless church. Hallelujah. No healings are going forth, praise the Lamb of God, in our sanctuaries. Yeah, I'm saying it. Praise the Lamb, because this needs to be said, and it disturbs my spirit when I see all of these churches, all of these pastors, praise the Lamb of God, doing things, praise the Lamb of God, that the world is doing, just following after the world, chasing after the world all the time, when the world should be chasing us. Hallelujah. When the world should be chasing us. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I hope I'm helping somebody here, praise the Lamb, to see the light. And I'm not preacher bashing. I'm not church bashing. I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. Praise the Lamb of God. The things we do, the things we allow in the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The things we do, the things we allow in the house of God, praise the Lamb of God, to conform to the ways of the world. Praise the Lamb of God. When we are supposed to be the world changers. It's a sin and a shame, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's a sin and a shame, and we need a repentant party behind Super Bowls. We need to be somewhere repenting, but we don't. We jump right up like nothing. Hey, we didn't do nothing wrong. We go right on about our business, but God sees. God knows. God cares, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God cares, praise the Lamb. And those of us who are spiritual and understand the power of sanctification, who understand the power of dedicating something to God, hallelujah, and using it for his usage. It's just like, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when I was coming up, we had some remodeling being done at the church and some new light fixtures coming in. My pastor walked in the church, and the man who was fixing the light, praise the Lamb of God, was standing on top of our communion table. You ain't never seen a preacher have a fit like my pastor did. Hallelujah. And then, watch this. He took the money out of the man's money and bought a new communion table. Told him, now in yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's holy unto God. Well, I see people walk up to the altar and throw their purse up on the communion table. Praise the Lamb. It's holy unto the Lord. Holy. Holy unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. If you believe it's the body and the blood of Jesus, then that table is dedicated for that. And that only. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come back to a place of sanctification. We must come back to a mind of holiness. Of being set apart from the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Of setting things apart. Praise the Lamb. And then when somebody do it, we call them, they call people like me, oh, he just, he old-timey. Or he's extreme. And this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb. But we are so elusive in the church today until anything goes. Anything goes, and that's the problem, praise the Lamb of God. That's the problem right now. That's why our churches is turning in to Sodom and Gomorrah themselves. Our churches are, praise the Lamb of God. That's why, because we let anything go. We let anything go, praise the Lamb of God. That's why our churches are the way they are. That's why people are so powerless. because we have no order of sanctification and holiness. Let the screen down. This is not a sanctuary. It's an auditorium. You even go in churches now, and they call their sanctuaries auditoriums. Where are we going to have it at? In the large auditorium. A church is not supposed to have a large auditorium. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because then anybody can come up in there and sing. Anybody can come up in there and do anything they want to do. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Just anything. Play any kind of music. Anything. You are invoking and inciting spirits to come into the place that where the air is supposed to be pure for God. Hallelujah. Where you have sanctified the air to be pure for God, now you're invoking all these other spirits. And when these other spirits come in, praise the Lamb of God, God says, you invited them, I'm leaving. You invited them. Praise the Lamb of God. So I think you served me with an eviction notice. Hallelujah. So now you have more fun at your Super Bowls and more excitement in your Super Bowl parties in your sanctuary than you can your worship experience. Why? Why? Because you have desecrated the Holy Ghost. You have grieved the Spirit of God, and the majority of us are so unspiritual until we're unaware of it, that we grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And the scriptures tell you, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible commands us this. It exhorts us. It warns us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is very sensitive about the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And how we handle the Holy Spirit. He's the only one, praise the Lamb of God, that's part of the Godhead that God says, you can blaspheme my name, I'll pardon you. You can blaspheme the Son, I'll pardon you. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, there will be no forgiveness. That's how sensitive God is to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we need to wake up. We need to just wake up. We need to wake up. It's high time that we awaken out of sleep. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just high time that we wake up and smell this coffee and understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the house of God, hallelujah, belongs to the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. That's why we call it the house of God. It does not belong to us. Hallelujah. It belongs to the house of God. But we want to take the house of God and make it, praise the Lamb of God, our own house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to take the house of God and make the house of God our house. Praise the Lamb of God. When you make the house of God your house, you have made the house of God an outhouse. Those of us from the South know what an outhouse is. Praise the Lamb of God. When you make the house of God your house, praise the Lamb of God, then you have made the house of God an outhouse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You've taken his house and made it a house of dishonor. I guess y'all see I've got some holy indignation about it. Yes, I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because it just seems like as time persists, we're getting worse and worse. We're getting worse and worse. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The church needs reviving. The church needs to be brought into the place of the mirror of God's word and see itself. Praise the Lamb of God, just as it is. The church of Jesus Christ needs to see itself just as it is. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who need a glimpse of it, read the last church. Praise the Lamb of God. The last church in the list of the seven in the book of Revelation concerning, praise the Lamb of God. Hey, where is my Bible? Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, where my Bible readers at? Somebody hit one with a Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Turn to Revelation. Here, I knew my son was here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Son, is this you? Hello?
Hey, Prophet, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, son?
I'm good. I'm good. Glory to God.
Praise the Lamb of God. You got the book of Revelation?
I'm working on it. 1 second.
All right, get the book of Revelation, chapter 3, I believe somewhere in there. Find that seventh church for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Find that seventh church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about this for a minute because I want the people to see this. Then we're going to go to prayer. I know I didn't mess the whole order the way we normally do it, but I'm sorry, people of God. This is just burning in my heart and my spirit. There is too many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that have gone off the deep end. Hallelujah. With all of this mess. Hallelujah.
Chapter 1.
Huh?
Chapter 1, you know, verse 1.
Well, start at chapter 3. You'll see a list of the seven churches. Praise the Lamb, the Church of Asia, churches of Asia Minor.
Sardis, chapter 3.
Now go all the way to the seventh church. I want that last one. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It should be like chapter 4, maybe 5. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. Can't be no further than that.
Chapter
3, 4 is the seventh church. Hallelujah, of Asia Minor. Yeah, it talks about how we are, praise the Lamb of God, how the church will be, praise the Lamb, in the last days. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have walked away from the path of righteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. We walked away from the path of purity, and we're blind.
The lifeless church.
You got it?
Huh? I'm on chapter 3, verse 1. Says, lifeless church, obedient church, lukewarm church.
Man, you're going to make me grab my Bible here. Praise the Lord, because I know it's
death. Did you say the church of Lacedonians?
Yeah, Laodicea.
Okay, this is chapter 14, verse 14.
Yeah, the church of Laodicea, I believe it is.
And unto the angel of the church of Lacedonians write, these things says, Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art cold, not hot, and would thou went cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Okay, now stop right there, son. Stop right there. Now, this is the first problem. Praise the Lamb of God that he says unto them. He said, I know your works. You're neither hot nor cold in your works. He ain't talking about your emotions and jumping around in the church. He's saying your works. Praise the Lamb of God. I know your works. Praise the Lamb. And your works are, you are, praise the Lamb of God, in the middle. You're not hot, neither cold. Praise the Lamb of God. You're lukewarm in your works. Hallelujah. Your witnessing is not about anything. In your works, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your testimony is not about nothing. In your works, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you should be doing, you're not doing. You're majoring in your minors and minoring in the major. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you're lukewarm. Praise the Lamb of God. And since you're this way, hallelujah, you are disdain in my mouth. You are distasteful. You upset my stomach. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you in me. Now I'm going to reject you. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. It's right there in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't write it. Read, son.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind.
Stop
and naked.
Right there. Stop. Because you say, praise the Lamb of God, I am rich. He talking to the church. I'm rich. I've increased with goods. I have need of nothing. That sounds like a church that thinks they got it all together. Praise the Lamb of God, because of income and now outcome. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God, because our carpet is beautiful. Because we got the finest dish. Oh, you should see what we've done over here on this side of the building. Oh, you should see, we just remodeled this side of the building. Yeah, you know, we just got us a investment program going, and we got $5 million, man, just set there, money make it. I mean, we take care of the church now beyond the tithes, and we got this, and we got that, and it's all gone, blah, blah. You're rich. Praise the Lamb of God. Your increase. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you said you have need of nothing. It's right. Did I write this, or is this in red? Is this showing that this is the voice of the Lord himself speaking? This the Lord himself speaking? According to all this writing is read in my Bible. Hello? Are you there, Brett?
I'm here. This is my Bible. I got this one's not in red, but it's the Word of God.
In my Bible is red. He said, but it's the Word of God. I like that, sir. Praise God. It says, I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. Now read on.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold.
No. Read on after it said need of nothing.
I need of nothing. And knowest not thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Wait a minute.
I'm at verse 17.
That's verse 17.
Yeah.
This chapter 3, people. Verse 17. Look what it says. Now, this is the condition, praise the Lamb of God, of the Latter-day Church. This is the seventh church. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at his condition. Look at the wretched condition there. He said, you think you got it going on. You think everything is all right. Praise the Lamb of God. And you have need of nothing, and you got it going on, and you don't know that you are wretched. Praise the Lamb. That means defiled. You are polluted. You are at a stage of rejection. You are reprobated. You are wretched. Praise the Lamb of God. You're miserable. You think you got it going on because your praise team can sing good. You are miserable. Praise the Lamb of God. In my eyes, you have become worse than the former with all your rituals, all your days, and all you think you're doing that's honoring me when it's really honoring you. Look at it. It's right there. It's right there, people. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't write this. You read it. You're poor. You're rich with money. You're rich, you're wearing fine garments. You're rich, the mortgage is paid. You're rich. You're highfalutin. You're sophisticated. You got computer labs. You got everything. But you're poor in my eyes because you're poor in spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you think God is about a building. You think God is about mortar and clay. You think God is about carpets. You think God is about who has the prettiest chandeliers. You think God is about uniformity. You think all of this is God. You're making a big mistake. Praise the Lamb of God. When abominations are running around in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. When sin is mounting high and you still preaching sugar-coated messages, praise the Lamb of God, just to keep the crowd coming, to keep the dollars coming. Hallelujah. You see, because this is to the angel. This is to the messenger of God in the house of God. This is to the shepherds. This is to those who rule over the people of God in the house of God, to the angel of the church. That's who this is sent to. Praise the Lamb of God. You see it, don't you? Hallelujah. You're miserable and you're making my people miserable. Praise the Lamb of God. What is in a gain? What is in all this foolishness that you're doing? Praise Him, that you're compromising with the world. Next, Beyonce is going to be up in the church house. That, oh, Beyonce coming to our church. Next, JD coming, Jay-Z coming to us. Oh, next, blah, 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 blah. Oh, next, blah. And you, showmanship, stardomship. There is one star, praise the Lamb of God, that appeared in the east when He was born. A new star appeared, hallelujah, that led men to Him. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. The church of God need nothing else but Jesus. Hallelujah. The church of God needs nothing else but the Spirit of Christ. The church of God needs nothing else but the works, praise the Lamb of God, that He did to be manifested in us and through us. Don't need all this junk. Well, we're trying to reach the young people. The young people are miserable. The young people are wretched. The young people are homosexual. The young people shooting up schools. The young people, your tactics is not working. They need Jesus. They don't need you to let them come in with blue jeans on. They need Jesus. Wow, I done got too far out here in the water.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes I get holy indignation. I'm a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo, let me see. Let me see here. Praise the Lamb. But see, this has been eating at me. This just been, you know, nudging me. Just like a fork just keeps sticking me. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. I said, you're wretched. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind. Hallelujah. You can't see, and you don't even see that you're naked. Can't even see the things that is being written here. You can't see it because I have nulled your spirit. I have shut your eyes down. You can't see these. You can't see what's wrong with you. You don't understand why I'm not talking to you. You don't understand why my spirit is not dwelling with you. You don't understand that I'm not leading you or guiding you. You're so used to going in the way that you go until you're blind and you're naked. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you don't even know it. That's pitiful. That's the most pitiful state, praise the Lamb of God, of any description of the Church of Jesus Christ that anyone can read. It's pitiful. Praise the Lamb of God. That is a pitiful state. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to stop right there, Brett. Keep that passage of scripture because I got to get on the main line. We need to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This decree and declare it. I decree a righteous church. I decree, praise the Lamb of God, and declare that the Church of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, is going to rise up and be the church. Praise the Lamb of God that is supposed to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I need an intercessor. Somebody who want to pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is our intercessor? Somebody push one today and pray for us. Praise the Lamb of God over the show today. Hallelujah. Those of you that need prayer, we thank God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm praying, Denise. God knows I'm praying, Denise. Praise the Lamb of God for you. Hallelujah, in the situation that you presented to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you, hallelujah, I want you to know we're praying for Shala continuously. Yes, we thank God for a good report, but at the same time, something was wrong. So we're keeping her on the altar of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord will rejuvenate, that the Lord will strengthen, that the Lord will make her whole. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. For my daughter on our page, praise the Lamb of God that, hallelujah, sometimes you get attacked with that depressed spirit. We're praying for those, hallelujah, who are suffering from that. Boy, because some things can go wrong in your life, praise the Lamb, and it's hard for you to get back on track to be able to feel even the love of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes you don't even feel like God loves you, but I come to secure you today in knowing that Jesus loves you, that Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that His love is real. It's not counterfeit. It's not fake. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not fraudulent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That Jesus loves you today, and he loves you sincerely. He loves you sincerely, and he loves you deeply. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors, Bertha, Maganese, somebody, who's going to pray for us today? Praise the Lord. Here go one right here. Error code 630. I'm chiming you in right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chetwan. Praise the Lamb of God. You going to pray for us today?
Yes, I'm going to pray for you today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for being here. Come on, people of God. Let's just lift our hands. Praise the Lamb of God and start worshiping as our daughter comes and pray for us, those of you in convalescent homes, prisons, wherever you are, wherever my voice is heard, we're praying for you right now. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord,
oh, God,
thank
we
you and praise you, God. God,
to give
for another opportunity, God, just to be in your presence today, God. God, we come right now. First, God, we asking that you forgive us, God. God, forgive us of those sins that we have committed against you, God. God, forgive us of the things that we have done against your people, God. God, we ask that you forgive us of the thoughts that we had, God, that was not like you and it wasn't pleasing to you, God. And God, forgive us of our iniquities, God. God, we just want to repent today, God. But God, we have been hypocrites to your word and your will today, God. And for that, God, we come to repent in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come, God, just to thank you and lift up your people today, God. God, we thank you for the unadulterated word today, God. And God, we thank the Lord that you chose this day, God, the beginning of a new week, God, to tear us down, God, to put us back on the potter's wheel, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, to begin to seal those cracks, God, and mend us again, God, that we may go forth, God, the way that you have called us, God, and God, that you're creating a solid foundation, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, that you're raising up prophets today, God. God, to speak your word, God. And oh, God, that we speak what you say to me, God. God, we don't speak what we think anymore, God, for we have caused too much tragedy in people's lives, God. But God, we want to be in your will, God. And God, we want to say what you want us to say, God. And oh, God, we want to go and do, God, just as you say, in the name of Jesus, God. God, change our desire, God. God, that our desire only be for you in the name of Jesus, God. Our desire only be to work for you, God, to speak your will today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let our light shine bright, God. God, let us be a living testimony to your word, God. God, let us speak out of our mouth blessings, not curses, today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, open the ears, God, that we may hear today, God. And oh, God, not only pour your oil out in us, God, today in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we may take you at your word, God. And oh, God, that we may begin to believe your word, God. No longer will we just speak it, God, but God, let it become rhema to us, God, that we may live your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God. God, birth the gifts in us, God. Mature them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But there's a quick work for us to do, God. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God. Now, God, we know that you're going to take over today, God. And oh, God, even as your people listen today, God, God, we'll have people coming to repent, God, and souls will be saved, God, just for listening to this broadcast today, God. I speak them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, and I bind every spirit that's not like you, God, every spirit of suicide, God, every spirit of depression, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against it, God. God, we come against poverty in the name of Jesus, and oh, God, we speak that your people, God, will become tithers, God, and giving their offering, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and oh, God, hallelujah, God, that they will walk upright before you in this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, we know that this is the season, God, that we shall reap a harvest, God. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we'll reap that harvest, God, but it won't be bad crop, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank thank you and we praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, daughter.
Thank you, daughter. Hallelujah to God. Come on, saints. Keep praising. Keep worshiping. Hallelujah. Just a couple of more minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your healing.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we thank you for our people right now. We thank you for our sisters right now. We are broken right now. We're strong and reborn right now.
To the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Thank you, daughter. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb for praying with us today. People of God, you know, I recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that this is very challenging for a lot of people, what I'm saying. I know it is. I'm not saying you're wrong for watching a football game or basketball game or having a favorite team. I'm not saying that. Praise the Lamb of God. But what I am dealing with is, praise the Lord, the desecration of God's house, hallelujah, and the desecration of our temples, hallelujah, our personal temples. I'm dealing with that because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that some of us are more excited about a football team than we are about Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you can say, well, it was only one day and I only did do this once a year, blah, 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 blah. But Jesus commands us, praise the Lamb of God, first of all, hallelujah, that we ought to be partakers of his body and his blood, praise the Lamb of God, to forsake not the assembly of ourselves together, as it is common with some and even the more, as we see the day approaching. Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, let us know, through the word of God, the Lord let us know through his word that men will not endure sound doctrine in these last days. Praise the Lamb of God. They ain't on what I'm giving out. Praise the Lamb of God. This is old folky. This, you know, they revolutionized the Bible to make it mean what they want it to mean now, and they skip over passages. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, they do. Praise the Lamb of God. But what the Spirit of the Lord is demanding from us, praise the Lamb of God, in this season is a returning spirit, a returning to holiness. Praise the Lamb, a returning to sanctification. Praise the Lamb of God, a returning to glorification, to give God all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. To let his house be glorious. Hallelujah. To let our temples be glorious, that his glory can reside in us. Praise the Lamb of God. My son Brett is here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to finish reading this, praise the Lamb, because it's rich. This is rich in its revelation, and we need this prophetic people. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Britt. Get back in there. The Lamb of God.
Revelation 3 and 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou makest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou may seest. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Wow. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, and I also overcame. And I sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches, unto the churches.
Thank you, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let's get back up to the top here. Praise the Lamb of God at verse 18. Praise the Lamb. I've counseled thee to buy a me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, what the Lord is saying here is, praise the Lamb of God, if you would get the gold that I have for you, praise the Lamb of God, the wealth that I have for you, praise the Lamb of God, has a spiritual quantitative, praise the Lamb of God, element which will cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to be rich all around. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to be rich in the Spirit of God before you're rich in your pocket. One of the greatest passages of scriptures, I think, that Paul, the apostle, aged apostle, left for us in his writings is, praise the Lord, I would that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prosper. I believe the soul, praise the Lamb of God, needs to prosper in God prior to your pockets prospering. Because when your pockets prosper, praise the Lamb of God, the average one of us don't think we need our soul to prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We look at, praise the Lamb of God, the wealth that is given to us. Watch this now. The wealth that's given to us, we take it, praise the Lamb of God, and that gold becomes our God. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you get the gold that Christ has for you, praise the Lamb, which has been tried in the fire, hallelujah, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, you will come forth as pure gold when you go through the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. See, we have a soft church right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, if persecution would hit the church right now, praise the Lamb of God, and on the level that it hit in Paul's day and time, praise the Lamb of God, you will see the scattering of the flock. You will see the scattering of the saints. You will see saints running. Praise the Lamb of God on every hand. You'll see them just take off. Praise the Lamb of God. Our churches will be empty. Praise the Lamb of God. People would not be able to stand the level of persecution, praise the Lamb of God, they handled. You know why? Because we're weak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It wouldn't be no volunteers to die. It wouldn't be no volunteer martyrs. Praise the Lamb of God. You want me to tell you why? Because we're weak. Praise the Lamb of God. We have not, praise the Lamb of God, purchased that gold. Praise the Lamb of God, that has already been tried in the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait, somebody calling in. Let me see who this is. Erico 716, your mic is hot. Identify, please.
Hello, Prophet. This is Yolanda Zachary out of Buffalo, New York. Enjoying your message today. How are you?
Bless you.
I'm blessed. Listen, I just want to say a lot of this is also streaming down, and I'm be bold to say this. Our pastors and our leaders are teaching finances more than they're teaching on how to maintain a healthy soul. And when you got that, you have a sick church. You have something that's believing more in the finances more than the creator who's going to save and keep the soul. So I just wanted to share that with you, but I haven't traveled a lot of places, and it's disappointing. It really is disappointing, and they're wondering where do they go? Where do they go to hear a sound word? A lot of this is coming. Right, they do. but a lot of it is coming from the top. And people are looking to our leaders,
This is, you 100% telling the truth, praise the Lamb of God. I know you're telling the truth, and they know you're telling the truth, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Need More has arrested, praise the Lamb of God, the hearts and minds, praise the Lamb of God, of many, praise the Lord, when in fact they need to readjust and reassess, praise the Lamb of God, and not put burden upon the backs of the people, praise the Lord. But they would rather get the whip as a taskmaster and put it on the back of the people, or cause the people to feel like, praise the Lamb of God, they are not right in their getting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The primary, praise the Lamb of God, giving of God concerning tithes and offering, praise the Lamb of God, is supposed to be enough to sustain.
Amen. I agree.
Supposed to be enough to sustain, praise the Lamb of God.
I agree.
See, but what happened was, praise the Lamb of God, in the days of plenty, we were sowing and sowing and sowing, and ministries stretch their budget according to the sow and not the tithe.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, praise the Lamb of God, they're finding, since people can't sow the way they used to sow, praise the Lamb of God, that they're shrinking. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, that, I do. Yes, I do.
They're losing because they set their, praise the budget, against false, praise the Lamb of God, income.
Yes.
They set it against what they were receiving from people sowing and this, that, and another, and that is not your actual income, praise the Lamb of God. Your income is your tithes and your offering. So when the tithes and the offering is where the budget should be set from and not from seeds being sown, praise the Lamb of God. When seeds are being sown, praise the Lamb, above tithes and offering, that should not be counted as budget, praise the Lamb of God. Because when you count that as budget, next year that person may not sow that money.
That's right. That's right.
So now you got a false budget, praise the Lamb of God, sitting in front of you. And now you want to strain to make that, praise the Lamb of God, and you put pressure in the wrong places. And then a lot of folk are walking away from the churches because of it, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
why are you putting all this pressure on us, praise the Lamb of God, when we're giving the best we can?
We must
come to a place of understanding what is needed and what is not needed when it comes down to that. Praise the Lamb of God. But all of this is going on, you know, and we need to just be true prophets and men and women of God and say we're in the shape we're in because we didn't do what was right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it came down to God, our hearts were wrong. Hallelujah. We misled the people. And God said, if I continue to allow you to walk in this level of prosperity, it's going to destroy you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what this text is about. If I keep allowing you to walk in this false sense of prosperity, it's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your eternal state. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why the last word, praise the Lamb of God, in verse 19 is, be zealous and repent. Praise the Lamb of God. There needs to be a return. There needs to be a coming back. Praise the Lamb of God. There needs to be an admittance to what the things that we have done that is wrong in the sight of God and that's contrary to His word. Praise the Lamb of God. Teaching about giving is not a bad thing. Praise the Lamb of God. But it cannot be the whole of a ministry of a church. Praise Him that everything is dependent on your giving. Everything is dependent on your giving. Praise the Lamb of God. Your giving. That cannot be, praise the Lamb of God, the whole thrust, praise the Lamb of God, of a ministry or a church. If it is, something's wrong there. Praise the Lamb of God.
I just wanted to make that clear that I agree with teaching tithes and offerings. I agree with that. But it's, like I said, it's gone to the financial part of it more than it's about the soul. That's just my perspective. That's how I see it. And
well,
that's sad because
if it's gone to the, it's gone to that level, then it's out of shape. It's wrong. Praise the Lamb of God, and it's beyond godliness. Praise the Lamb of God, and somebody needs to be called in check.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's going on. Whatever that's going on, they need to be called in check. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
well,
need
thank
to,
you for. No, go ahead. I'm only got 2 minutes for my lunch. No, I'm getting ready. I'm going to have to go, but I appreciate you taking up the time to allow me to say that. You have a blessed evening. Thanks.
Bless you. Hallelujah. That was our daughter Zachary from Buffalo, New York. Praise the Lamb of God out there with Pastor Bridget, my brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, this is not church bashing. This is not preacher bashing. We're not doing that. Praise the Lamb of God. This is about, praise the Lamb of God, perspective and pulling things into perspective and prioritizing where we really need to be as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, what the Word of God is saying about us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and where we are. And we need to come to grips with the fact, praise the Lamb of God, when there is evil in a city, praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says, has not the Lord caused it, praise the Lamb of God. When there is evil in the city, has not the Lord caused it, praise the Lamb of God. The true interpretation of it is not, has not God either summoned it or allowed it? He saw it coming, praise the Lamb of God, and he allowed it to come.
Amen.
So if there is trouble in the land, has not God caused it? Praise the Lamb. Did not God foresee this coming? Did not God cause it? Praise the Lamb of God. Then how can we come out of it? If God saw it, he already know the remedy on the other side of it, looking at it, saying, when you come back to me, I'll get this thing together for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who are parents, praise the Lamb of God, know this process or should know it over and over again because of our children. Our children do things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and sometimes you just stop them, you interrupt them, and you correct it, praise the Lamb. Sometimes you see them struggling with something, praise the Lamb of God, and you just sit there and just let them struggle with it until they bring it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. If they don't bring it, you don't mess with it. So, okay, I'm just going to let you just sit there, and you think you can do it. I'm going to see you just mess over it over and over again, and then when you bring it to me, I'll fix it for you and make it work for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the way God does us. He sits as a good parent. And he just watched, and he said, all you got to do is bring it to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Just bring it to me. I'll fix it. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though you the one messed it up, I'll fix it. But if I fix it, you got to repent, praise the Lamb of God, and say you're sorry for getting it in this condition.
Amen.
And I'll straighten it out. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the word repentance is there for in that verse. Praise the Lamb of God. If you repent, I can change these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But we just want to keep pushing forward. We just want to keep pushing forward in decadence. We want to keep pushing forward in abominations. We want to keep pushing forward in sin and living the way we want to. Praise the Lamb, making every excuse not to do what God has commanded us to do. Making every excuse to not to do what God has commanded us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All the way down to our giving. I ain't giving nothing. I'm tired of these preachers. All you're doing is heaping a curse on yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Gonna be tired. And you're gonna be tired when the carpet is pulled from under your feet. People of God, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, you must do what the Lord has commanded you to do. Praise the Lamb. What does God require of me? Praise the Lamb of God. Should be your only question. What does God require of me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you seek God's face for the revelation on what do you require of me, Father? God, what do you require of me in this season? Praise the Lamb of God. And then you will see, hallelujah, hallelujah, the word of God exploding in your face. You will see, revelation bursting forth everywhere you go. God will be telling you, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. I was talking to someone last night, and they was telling me, say, while they were talking to me, the Spirit of God came over me. I gave them a prophetic word. I said, this is what the Lord says. And God said, you need to do this by this time. Praise the Lamb of God, that he can release this to you. And their reply to me was, praise the Lamb of God, this is the third time that I've heard this. Praise the Lamb of God, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. If you seek God, praise the Lamb of God, and you're doing what's right, praise the Lamb of God, God is not going to let you miss the boat in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you're perpetrating, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and pretending like you're on God's team and you're on the other team, then you're going to be in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the season to do what the Word of God requires of us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you do what the Word requires of you to do, pray, you're going to walk dead smack into the promises of God that God has commanded for your life. Praise the Lord. There's a little bit more here I want to get to. Praise the Lamb. That good reader here, my son, praise the Lamb of God, Brett, has done this. Watch this now. This in the same thing. Watch this, Brett. Behold. This means notice, take notice. That's what that word means. Behold, take notice. Look what he says. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. Now, that sounds kind of paradoxical there. Praise the Lamb of God. He knocking with his voice. When you read it, he's knocking with his voice.
Amen.
He says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, prophetic people, you should be jumping up and down just on that.
Man.
Did you hear that, Brett?
I heard.
Everybody can't hear that voice. Hallelujah. Everybody can't hear the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. But prophetic people, you need to be jumping up and down if you can hear the voice of the Spirit. If you can hear the voice of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. He said, I'm standing there knocking with my voice. If you hear my voice,
oh,
hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm knocking with my voice. I'm trying to get your attention. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not breaking in on you. He could have just amen. He didn't have to knock. He said, I ain't breaking in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, I stand at your door and knock. If you would hear my voice, if you would open the door, if you give me an invitation to come in, I ain't going to infringe upon your free will.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now I want to paraphrase it. If you let me come in, I'll redecorate your life.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. I'll redecorate your life. I'll change. Praise the, I'll make the changes necessary my way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he says it right here, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you open that door and let me in, I'll come in with and we'll sup with him and he with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sup mean I'll abide. Praise the Lamb of God. Sup mean, praise the Lamb of God, I'll dine with you. I'll fellowship with you. I'll counsel you. I'll be there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll sup with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, I don't know. I don't even know how we got on that. I know how we got on this track. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm just showing you, hallelujah, in the Word of God, how far off we have gone. Praise the Lamb of God. How far off we have gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need to get back on track as a church. Praise the Lamb of God. As the body of Christ. So that, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord of glory, praise the Lamb of God, can abide with us. But he don't want to be in our mess. He's not going to be in our mess. Praise the Lamb of God. We want God to be flexible for us. That's what we want. We want a flexible God. Hallelujah. We want God to just do anything we want him to do when we need him to, when we want him to, and at the same time allow us to be any way we want to be, do what we want to do, and still he remain and abide with us. That's what we want. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what people want. We want this flexible God. God, you know what? Praise the Lord. I'm living like hell, but I want you in the hell with me. God, I'm doing everything wrong according to your word, but I believe you still with me. God, praise the Lamb of God. I'm gonna have a party in the sanctuary. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that, and we're gonna do this. And then tomorrow morning, I want you to show up with power, heal and deliver everybody. The Lord is not schizophrenic because we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is not willy-nilly because we are. The Lord is not bipolar because we are. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand that, people of God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, has a sound mind. Praise the Lamb of God. He sees, he knows, and he cares. Praise the Lamb of God. He sees, he knows, and he cares. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's not going in and out with it. He's not back and forth with it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's standing on his word. Hallelujah. He's not wavering on his word. He's standing on it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's watching over it to perform his good word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, people of God, we trip out, we flip out, we get into all of this mess, praise the Lamb of God, and we just think, hallelujah, that this is all right, praise the Lamb of God, because we're looking at what everybody else is doing, and we become a monkey see, monkey do, praise the Lamb of God type of people, and the majority of the time when you're copying somebody else, you're copying what is wrong. Or you're copying it the wrong way because you have not asked why you're doing this. Why are you doing this? Look at all these young people in here. Well, boy, let me see. Wow. This could be a one-day thing, praise the Lamb of God, on a Saturday afternoon. You go back and you change your whole ministry to it, praise the Lamb of God. Next thing you know, you got all kinds of trouble, praise the Lamb of God. It's a shame to me, praise the that the average child, praise the Lamb of God, young person, when I say child, I'm talking about teenagers, praise the Lamb, all the way up to young adulthood, don't have a pair of dress shoes. Don't own a suit. Talking about our young men. Praise the Lamb of God. Very few of our young ladies own dresses to wear to church. Praise the Lamb of God, to wear to a funeral. You go to a funeral, they dress the same way. They're just sitting there just dressed the same way. Praise the Lamb of God. They just dress their jeans right on up. The same jeans that they wear to the club, the same jeans that they wear to school, the same jeans that they wear anywhere. Praise the, put on some heels with same jeans. Praise the Lamb of God. What is wrong with a dress? What's wrong with wearing a dress? Is it outdated? Is a dress, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What is feminine? It's soft. What's wrong with wearing one? What's wrong with wearing a suit? What's wrong with having on a shirt and a tie and a nice pair of shoes? What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Praise the Lamb of God. What's wrong with it? Brett, can you tell me what is wrong with it? Why our young men don't want suits no more? Tell me what's wrong with it. I want to know what's wrong with it.
I don't know. I don't think it's being taught to them by the adults. You know, I don't think it's being, like, established from parents to say, you know what, on Sunday we're not going to just wear that every day. You know, I think it's okay every once in a while to dress down, you know, but on the majority of time I think it's proper to wear, you know, appropriate clothes. We can wear appropriate clothes to go out and things like that. You know, I think we should wear suits and dress nice. So I'm in agreement with you as far as wearing, you know, nice clothes to church for sure. That, I think it's important. So I can't explain. I just think it's a parent thing, you know, raising your children up to establish that as well.
Wow. So you, the parental guidance.
I think so. You know, because you know it's everywhere. You know, when you leave out the house, if most parents, you know, say, look, you can't wear that with me. You got to, you know, you got to put on something more appropriate. So I think as parents, you have to make sure that your children are going to church. My daughter Jasmine, 17, she doesn't too much dress up, but she does a thing with the jeans and like dress it up as well, but she don't do the clubs and stuff like that. But we have to establish that, you know, you're not going to go a certain way with us. You have to go appropriate. You have to go appropriate, and Jada does too. She goes appropriate to what we wear, and we go together as a family. So it starts at the top, man. Everything starts at the top when it comes to children, I believe, wholeheartedly.
Wow. I just don't understand. You know, maybe, you know, somebody else can call in and hit 1 on your dial and help us, praise the Lamb of God, to get some clarity even about what we're talking about here, because I do not understand, praise the Lamb of God, I really don't, how so many young people, praise the Lamb of God, don't own, I'm very serious, don't own, praise the Lamb of God, a pair of nice slacks and a sweater and this, that, or another that is presentable and appropriate anywhere at any time. Don't a shirt and tie. A young man, 25 years old, don't own a shirt and tie, but he owns some $200 gym shoes.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Even when I was leading the men's ministry back at home, it was so many young men that didn't even know how to tie a tie. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be taught. Somebody got to teach them that stuff, Prophet. Nobody's not teaching them, man. We're saying we're doing these ministries for young people, but what are we teaching them? We teach them, yeah, we want to get them to come to church and come by any means, but what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them how to dress appropriate? No, we're not teaching them. I'm saying that we're not teaching them these things. And they're going up until middle age. So many young people don't even go to church, man. I'm telling you, don't have to go because parents let them stay in the bed when they go. This is some of the things that I dealt with firsthand, that I know was going on with young people. And young men especially, they didn't have to go. So they didn't get to carry that spirit from 15, 16 to their 20s. Then they know they don't have to go now when they start getting 20 because they feel like they're grown.
Wow.
So what are we doing to reach back? What are we doing instead of just, you know.
And they're grown in their parents' house.
Yeah. What are we doing when we get them in the church? And as a youth ministry, what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them how to carry themselves? Are we teaching them how to prepare for church? Are we teaching them to do anything on Saturday night and then on Sunday come to church? Because it also goes down to preparation, even when you walk into the church as an adult.
Hold on. We got another call. Right, Erico, right. 810, identify yourself, please.
Hi, Pastor Shakespeare. This is Asia.
Asia? And you're calling from where, Asia? Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New Orleans, but from Changing a Generation.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Come on here. Talk to us.
I wanted to say something regarding the youth as a youth minister myself.
Okay.
You know, you asked the question, why is it so hard for young men to wear suits and why aren't young women wearing dresses, and I wanted to bring to light just there has been a paradigm shift. I myself, as a young adult woman, I grew up in church, you know, and I came from a generation where you didn't have a choice to go to church. You know, my mother was like, it's either church or the hospital, one of the two. If you don't want to go to church, I'm going to put you in the hospital. So
I was born in that house. Me and you grew up in the same house. Yeah, I know that one.
yeah, and I thank God for it, and I was fortunate. And I came up, but also in church, I came up under legalism. I was raised in a traditional Baptist church, so there were times where, you know, women had to wear you know, skirts. You couldn't wear pants, and so you had that. You had a transition from legalism to freedom in Christ, and I believe my generation kind of like encountered that transition where it went from you have to wear this to no, God does see your heart. You don't have to wear a dress, but I still grew up with the principles that you present your best to God. With the generation that comes behind us, are now dealing with the backlash of my generation that grew up underneath that legalism, and a lot of them look at dresses and suits and having to dress up and go to church as something negative. And therefore, they're going to teach their children, you know, you don't have to do that. You just come to God. You know, God looks at your heart. He said, come as you are. And so you have a generation of children that are growing up underneath
that. The Bible where it says come as you are. I ain't never seen that. Somebody show me that. That's a lie from the pit. Where is it come as you are?
Right. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those scriptures that
God, when Israel, even Israel, when they came before the Lord, they had to present themselves to the Lord a certain way.
Right.
And I mean, what does this scripture mean? Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. What does that mean to you? Just tell me, Asia, what does that mean to you? Because, I mean, I'm getting a different interpretation. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it means what it says, to present your best, to present your entire self as a sacrifice unto God.
You asked that good. Now tell me, now I'm going to ask you another question, Asia. Praise the Lamb of God. All right? All right. Your mind, body, and soul belongs to the Lord, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your mind, your body, and your soul. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Right? Praise the Lamb of God. So if God is my Father,
mm-hmm.
and I belong to him, my mind, my body, and my soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then shouldn't I deal with life the way he would have me deal with it, or the way I want to deal with it?
The way he
want me to deal with it, right?
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So then, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I'm going to present my body, then how should my body be dressed?
As God will have you to be dressed.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. So should I follow after the world's pattern? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A representation. See, this is a problem right here. Praise the Lamb. It's not just that they're wearing casual clothes. It's the type that they're wearing.
Right.
It's what they're wearing.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. You can find as much cleavage in church among the young women as you can find in a club. Ding dong, the witch just died, evidently. Praise the Lamb of God. You can find as many tight jeans in church as you can in a club. With stilettos on with them. So, something has to be, some line has to be drawn in the sand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord ain't never said, come as you are. The Bible does not say that. It says, whosoever will, let him come. It don't say nothing about come as you are. I want to read that scripture. Nobody can give it to me. If you find it, I'll eat it.
I agree with you, Prophet, and I just I think also, even as you said, what as a youth minister, what we battle with is we battle with defining the holy from the profane. We battle with the youth, like you said, but you know, it's not necessarily
the holy and the profane. It's battling with the world.
Right.
It ain't the holy and the profane. Worldliness.
Right.
When does a believer come out of worldliness?
When they accept Christ.
Get baptized. When you surrender your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Your outward disposition shows your inward change. But if you have not been changed, then everything remains the same. Hello?
Hello.
True.
If you have not been changed, everything remains the same. I've been baptized, but I have not changed. How do you know you haven't been changed? Because everything remains the same. See? But when you've been transformed, it's talking about transformation. Now, Asia, I'm going to say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. You're a very intelligent young lady. Praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, I know you're very intelligent, boy. And I know that, you know, you go to school, you've been to school, and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to ask you, I see you calling. I'm going to open your mic in 1 minute. But I want 226, I'm going to open your mic. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this. Brett, you too. Praise the Lord. You know, education alone, I have seen change young people. I've seen young people, praise the Lamb of God. My nephew plays, he's really my godson. He plays the keyboard, and I watch him grow up and everything, blah, blah, and dress up. He went away, went to school. Now he opened up him a little business. He came and played for us, I guess, two Sundays. Last Sunday I wasn't there. This Sunday I walked in. He's sitting on the keyboard. Normally he would have on jeans with a chain from his waist, you know, hanging with gym shoes on. He's sitting up there in a black suit. And when service was over, I went and talked to him and everything. I talked to the young lady that was with him. She dressed appropriate for the house of God and everything. And I walked away, and I said, wow, he has really changed. He's really maturing. He's really growing up. Praise the Lamb of God. But when I got downstairs and got my coat and got in the car, I was still thinking about Eldridge. I said, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, it seemed like something happened to him since his mother passed. He talked so intelligent. I said, what in the world is going on with him? Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I believe in my heart, his transformation has come, but he had to hear the voice of his mother. I believe when his mother died, everything she taught him started coming into focus.
Wow.
I really do. I believe when Eldridge's mother passed, praise the Lamb of God, everything that she tried to tell him came in full circle in his mind. He started saying, Mama told me I need to change. And the boy, I'm telling you, he looked like a young entrepreneur on his way to starting him a music school and everything. Got students and everything up in there already. Praise the Lamb. His first month, praise the Lamb of God. He said, I'm in the black my first month. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking about the young guy. Praise the Lord. We must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding that if education changed me, praise the Lamb of God, then being educated in Christ will do the same thing.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must change the culture of church. Praise the Lamb of God. The culture of church needs to change. Praise the Lamb of God. The culture, church culture, needs to change. Praise the Lamb of God. We have been too elusive with it. We have just allowed anything to go. Erico 226, your mic hot. Identify yourself to us.
It's Gil. Praise God.
Hey, Gil. Praise the Lamb. Gil, nobody know where you be calling from. Where you calling from, Gil?
I'm calling from Ontario.
Ontario? See, we have
you
to keep
it.
You.
Canada.
Canada.
In the cold climate.
In the cold, cold. Well, it feels like Canada here is snowing right now. Talk to us, Gil.
You know, I was listening, and we were talking about before, and I sent you a message, brother. And today, when I was the youth minister, I had a hard time because I kept hearing that message about come as you are. So that means we come as we are, dressed in whatever way we want, whatever manner. And I said, show me that scripture, like you said. I said, show me it. And you know what I got from the board and the pastors? And no, you need to be silent. You can't say that because you keep people away from the church when you say this. No. Our youth need to know how to dress proper, how to wear the proper clothes. So our young ladies are not coming here in offensive clothes, and they're dressed proper, and they're wearing what they're supposed to be wearing, and they're pleasing to God. You know, and that's the problem. They don't want to be pleasing to God. They want to be pleasing to each other, pleasing to man, pleasing to sisters. You know, we forget that we're supposed to come pleasing to God. That's why we wear the nice suits, the nice clothes. You know, what you spend on clothes, my son's spending $100 on shoes, $200 on shoes, running shoes and jeans, it could be spent on a nice suit as well. You know,
man,
we spend so much money on things. And what are we spending for God? You know,
Gil, now see, you really hit something right there. You know, because I don't know what is being taught. And I know there's an absentee dad in the homes and this, that, and another, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, still the fact, my mother raised seven kids, and my father died when I was 12, so he didn't have a lot of impact on my teenage life. My mother did. My sister did. Praise the Lamb of God. And Gil, you just said something. What do we invest in God? See, I believe this, and I have always believed that every time I have invested in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, whether it was clothes, praise the Lamb of God, the investment to say, Lord, this preaching garments, praise. I don't have a pair of shoes. Every pair of shoes I buy, I look at them, praise the Lamb of God. I just said I need a pair of black shoes, and I was online looking at shoes, and I'm thinking. And I looked at some black shoes, I said, those are preaching shoes. Everything, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When I never think about, yeah, if I go out to a dinner or a banquet, if I go here, it's all about ministry. It's all about the life in Christ. What type of investment do we make, praise the Lamb of God, in God all around? Praise the Lamb of God, to denote that we are his. Something other than, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, other than your mouth, praise the Lamb of God, ought to let people see and sense, praise the Lamb of God, that there is something different about you. Anybody who want to look like the world and be like the world, you are being transformed maybe, but you haven't been. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when you see that Christ called you out of the world. It's right there in the scriptures.
Yes.
Jesus says, I've called you out. Come out of her. Praise the Lamb of God. The last they cry, come out of Babylon.
Amen.
Come out of that bondage. Now, he called you out of slavery, but you still want to look like one. Hello, light bulb.
They want to look like the Puff Daddy. They want to look like the musician.
They want
everything else.
Exactly. They want to look like Beyonce. They want to look like Puff Daddy. They want to look like the Kardashians. But yet sit up in the house of God looking like the devil's children.
And yo, we need to make them want to look like Christ.
Oxymoron. To me, Asia, that's an oxymoron to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But are we?
How you gonna sit up in the house of God looking like the devil?
Yeah.
I got one of the things I did not too long ago, and I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, Gil. I'm sitting up and I'm standing in the pulpit, and I'm preaching, I'm ministering, blah 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 blah, all this, and all of a sudden when I finish, open the doors of the church and everything, I look, I'm scanning the audience. And one of my young men is sitting there with his shirt all the way down almost to his belly button and his whole chest exposed. And I called them. I said, hey, you cannot come up in here looking like a porn star. That's what I told them. And I meant what I said. Then I got some feedback. You didn't have to use that word. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what he was looking like. You ain't coming up in here showing all your chest. I'm talking about his whole chest and stomach exposed in the sanctuary.
Wow.
On a Sunday while worship is going on. Who want to see all that flesh? And that's all this that we're talking about right now is flesh. It's flesh. Ain't nothing spiritual about it. It's flesh. And we don't want to deny our flesh at no time at being provocative, as being lustful, as being seen through sexual attraction. We don't want to deny that. It's a demon. It's a spirit. And we're allowed to just walk up in the house of God every Sunday.
Hey, prophet. I also would say that the people in the congregation, I understand that you had to mention the young man out, but even before the service got started, those who seen that young man, so I'm sure many people saw him before you saw him, shouldn't be scared to speak to these young people and say, look, man, that's not the way you should do it. Look, man, pull your pants up. Look, young lady, this is not the proper way to come to church. And not be scared to do it. And do it with in a degree of love to make them not feel alienated. And that's, I think, the biggest thing, not to alienate them, but not also let them get away with any kind of way they want to perform or present themselves. We have to be more outgoing and speaking to these young people and teach them the way to do it, because they're not learning it, man. They want to come to church, they want to be saved, they want to be healed, but people are scared to speak to the young people, and this is what I believe.
You want to tell you something, Asia, I'm going to say this to you as a youth director and everything. Praise the Lamb of God, Gil, and my son Brett, and those of you that listen to me. The Bible said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of the kingdom.
Amen.
You know what? I just looked up at my daughter's picture. My daughter's school, praise the Lamb of God, has a dress code, and they will send my child home if she is not appropriately dressed. According to the dress code of the school.
But the church won't send them home.
But the church don't have a dress code.
You know,
but my daughter has to wear a dress to school.
Amen.
A dress uniform to school so many days of the week. To wear a pair of slacks, to wear some jeans, they have to do something, they have to earn it by being good, doing something that they get these like stars on their report, their weekly report. And if you get so many of these stars, you can walk around with a pair of jeans under your dress she can wear. Some blue jeans would have to be dark jeans under her dress to show the school that I earned this, and she can only wear it you only get to wear it one day. We're not that wise.
Prophet Shakespeare, there's one thing I wanted to, and Brett mentioned it, that I was thinking about also. In the body of Christ, we have lost a sense of, and you mentioned it, culture, community. I remember when the mothers of the church or the older men and women of the church would correct us on our dress or our behavior, and it wasn't just because you shouldn't do that in church, but there was instruction that came with it and understanding. you know, we don't do this in the house of God because we honor God with our bodies. We honor God with our mouths, so we don't say anything here. And then as we grow, we understand that, you know, as we allow God to work out our soul salvation, the level of holiness that God desires to take us to. In our churches nowadays, we have lost that sense of community. We have lost the sense that not only am I responsible for making sure that I get myself to church and be appropriate to God and be aligned with God spiritually, mentally, and physically, but I also have a responsibility and accountability to my brother, to my sister. We have lost a community aspect to the body of Christ, and it's become very individualized, which is a spirit in and of itself. The Western church is very much individualized, and it's about me, myself, and I. It's about what's going on in my own individual unit that we forget that we are a community. So when we do say things sometimes, it comes across condemning and not in a love manner because it's not community. Because we've not established that. We've not spoken against those things that have broken those things down in the body of Christ. And I noticed that a lot of times, you know, like Think Brett said, parents will say, you know, where's your child at? Oh, they were sleeping in the bed. What? Like, what do you mean they're sleeping in the bed? What do you mean? You know, you're not bringing them because you don't think it's necessary for them to be involved in the community of the body of Christ. And we wonder why we have these idle mindsets and these idealistic understandings of what we think the scripture says and not truth and revelation and illumination, because we're not building a community. We're just building a
community. Well, that same community that you're speaking of, I'm going to open some other lines here, but the same community that you're speaking of, Asia, is used to be a seen forth in the family unit, right? Yeah. There was community in the community. In the communities that we lived there, I don't know, man, you know, I don't know how old my brother is, praise the Lamb of God, Gil is, praise God. But when I was coming up, our communities, that was community.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And some things, praise the Lamb of God, such as dress and this, that, and another, oh, my goodness. It was communalized. You could not dress a certain way without community condemnation.
And you could not go to church unless you were dressed a certain way.
No. You didn't even think about that. Praise the Lamb of God. You didn't even think about going up in the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God with the clothes on that you had on Friday night out at the party. You didn't do that. That's crazy.
My grandma would whoop my butt.
I heard you. I understand exactly.
I scared of my grandma and what she would say when I went to church. You know, because I was not pleasing to God in her eyes if I was wearing what I wore on a Saturday night.
I know what she told you she would do. Praise the Lamb. Erico 313, your mic is hot. Praise the Lamb of God. Identify yourself, please.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Oh, okay, Cheryl. Okay, how you doing today, Cheryl?
Good afternoon. Oh, good, sir. I just called because I wanted to make a comment that I tried to raise my girls right, and right now they rebelled against me when they were in their teens. I have one daughter that's 40 and another one that's 33, and their daughters do not have a dress. They do, when my grandchildren come here to spend time with me, my grandchildren will say, now, Grandma, we'll go to church with you, but we don't want to stay all day. My children didn't like it. And they taught their children that it's not, that they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So when my grandchildren come and say with me, this is the type of treatment that I get. And I know I tried to raise them right. But now both of my children have one child each that is rebellious. One child, my oldest grandson, ran away from home. And my other granddaughter with my younger daughter came in my house and stole cell phones.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes, let
me say this to you. The power of control, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I tell people this all the time. There's only one thing, people of God, that separates you from your children. That's the power of choice.
Yes.
The power of choice. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I went out one time and I spent, and I'm going to say that I spent, praise the Lord, maybe $1,100 on my granddaughter. She was going to school, about to go to school and all. And I bought dresses and all this kind of stuff and all that. Boy, I was so proud as a grandfather. And her mother and father called me back and told me, well, a lot of the stuff, all these dresses, we ain't letting her wear these dresses to school and ain't letting her do this, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay. I said, so just tell me everything that you all want, and you know, and we'll take that back or whatever and do whatever. And the majority of everything I bought was dresses and stuff like that, you know. I took it back, and they thought that I was going to give them the money or go get what they wanted. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. See, that's how you control. See,
yes,
oh, no. She can't wear what I want her to wear, and it's my money. I ain't got to buy nothing. You buy.
That's right.
Whatever, the shoes that matched the dress, I took all of it back. When they got through, I only had spent about a couple of $100 because I only bought her a couple of pair of slack outfits.
Because
I wanted to grow up being a young girl. And you should too. So you lost that money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, I have always control because the power, praise the Lamb of God, of decision belongs to the head of the house.
Amen.
And as for me in my house, as Gil put on the page last night or this morning, as for me in my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Gabby ain't gonna tell me what she wanna wear.
Amen.
And she not buying it.
Amen.
Gabriella Noel Shakespeare is not going to tell me what she going to wear to school or to church, and she not buying it.
Amen.
But my mother, when I woke up in the morning, my clothes was laid out for school.
Mm-hmm.
If I told my mother I don't want to wear A1 at the school, my lips would have been swollen when I got to school. What she laid out.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. That backhand lick with a game so fast, it'll make your head swim. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a fear of our children.
Amen.
And you want me to tell you why that you have a fear of them? Because you loved them in the wrong way when they were coming up. They was too cute for you to discipline. You loved them so much until you didn't discipline them. The fear of the Lord is the first form of knowledge. The fear of me and my children is their second form of knowledge. They going to reverence me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all listening to me? People of God, this is your problem with your children. Your children raising you because you've given them the power of choice and decision. They don't have none in my house. Going in their bedroom, closing their door. This is an open door house. Open that door.
Amen.
If you're on the telephone, you're talking in privacy about what?
Amen.
That I can't hear it. Then you don't need to be talking about it in my house.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Apostle, I was chastised recently for checking my son's text.
Who chastised you?
A few of the brothers. I shouldn't be checking his messages. He needs his privacy.
How old is your son?
13 years old.
Who paid the phone bill?
Me.
All right.
So
that's
I do,
your phone
I
to check.
I do and check what?
Your phone to check.
That's right.
That's your telephone to check. You pay the bill?
Amen.
See, I tell my children as I raise my kids like this, the root word of grown is own.
Amen.
Amen.
When you get your own house, dress the way you want to in it.
Amen.
hell if I'm paying for it. The devil in hell gonna know. I'm gonna check it.
That's right.
I'm gonna check their Facebook account.
Amen.
I'm gonna check anything else I want to. Or get out in the street and live in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they come back with a different attitude.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
13
yes.
years old, talking about you, you wrong for checking his phone. Are you serious?
Yes. And then
you wrong if you don't.
Amen.
Amen.
Next caller. Let me see. I got another caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Chetwan.
Hey.
How you doing,
hey,
darling?
I'm doing okay, Prophet.
Come on, talk to us now. Come on, Chetwan.
I have to agree with what Asia was saying about the children. But the thing is now, I have just come into, with my mother being a pastor, mm-hmm. and being a minister, you have to come to church, and you have to dress appropriately. But there was a time when I was going against that because it's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to come in if I didn't want to wear stockings. I didn't want to wear stockings. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be comfortable. But we had a meeting, and Pastor was saying, well, this is how it is. When you come into the house of the Lord, you must be appropriate. If you're a minister, you must dress with hose on and a jacket on, and you come in before the people. If you come before the people any kind of way, then they're going to come and think it's okay. So she told us that when you see people come in and their skirts are too short or they got too much cleavage, take one of those blankets or sheets and ask them, can you wrap that around them, because it's distracting to the ministers. And there was a big argument about that. Well, we don't want to do that. What if they get up and leave and this and that? And the bottom line was, this is the house of the Lord. This is what's going to happen in this house, because this is what God gave me as the shepherd. Now, if you don't agree, you can go on the other side of that door. That's fine with me. But we had to come into subjection to what is of the house of the Lord. And now I'm at a point now where if I'm going to dress, I'm going to dress for the Lord. And I can't go out there with my cleavage out, with my skirt too high, not even without hosiery. If I'm coming to please the Lord, if I'm going to look good for the world, then how are you going to come before the Lord looking any kind of way? You come before him and you be pleasing to him. Cover yourself. You know what I'm
now,
saying?
See, but let me tell you something, you know, and I hear you. And see, but that's common sense. See, when my children was growing up and we used to go to my mother's house, when my wife used to dress them, we would say stuff like that. Oh, grandmama going to like that. Grandmama going to like that, boy. Watch what mama say when she see her dress, like with the way we would dress Angelique, the way we would dress little Mike, Joseph, all of them. We would dress them for their grandmother, not for us.
Right.
So if they're going to the house of God, who are they dressing?
Mm-hmm.
That's my premise. We let them dress for the devil and then let them come to the house of God.
Amen.
Because what they have on, they can walk right out of church and go in a club and be comfortable in it. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Got another caller. I want to talk about this. Error code 661. Your mic hot.
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare.
Jermaine, what you got to say to me, Jermaine?
Man, first of all, Prophet, I thought I was just the only one that singled out parent the way you talking, Prophet Shakespeare. But, you know, I have two children of my own, and, you know, they're young, and I'm, you know, everybody's saying I'm hard on my two children, because when we go to church, I tell them, I say, look, when we go to church, you sit down when the pastor is speaking, and I know, and you know, at this age, they're about 4 and 5 years old,
right?
And it's just the respect that you're supposed to have in the church, the children are supposed to have. And
truly,
like you said, the parents are not teaching our children that, you know, you must sit still in church and not just be all wandering all over the place and, you know, dressing how you want to dress, like you're going to a nightclub or something. And I know as when I was going to church, they used to have ushers. And these are real hard usher boards that we used to have. And if you come to the church even looking like you came from the club, the usher board tell you, come on, let's go. Let's go outside. You will not get in this church. You stay out of here. you got to go. So, you know, it's not that I believe that the members should not be afraid to talk to our children, because a lot of our children today, they need attention. They need that attention and they need that love to understand that, you know, I'm not doing this because I hate you, but I'm doing this because I love you. And,
yeah.
And this is where, this is the place that we have to be in order to serve our children. And these are God's children. So
well, yeah, you know, if all of us on this line right now, if all of us was going to meet President Obama, he wanted to meet our whole family and this, that, and another, man, some of us would go broke trying to get our kids.
Yes, they would.
You ain't going to let your daughter walk up in there with Juicy on her jeans.
No, you won't.
No,
the parents are
walking,
you won't
even buy her a
hat.
Them shoes on that's got sparkle in it and all that kind of
come
stuff.
On.
Come on with a pink ribbon in her head and psychedelic shack jacket on and a scarf around her neck and her cleavage hanging out. You're not going to let your 14-year-old daughter walk up in the White House like that to sit down in the Oval Office to meet the president.
No,
ain't nobody no fool.
The parents are doing it.
And the parents going to go buy new suits. Mama going to get
that's
a new
right.
dress. New shoes,
and
every hairdos and everything. But you'll
that's
come
right.
and present yourself to God looking any kind of way.
Yes.
The parents are doing that way.
You love man more than you love God. If you
hello,
respect mama more than you respect God, you ain't worthy to be called a child of God.
Amen.
I said it and I won't take it back.
Won't take it back.
Nope. Don't take
and
it back.
And you're lying to me. Now, if I was going to meet Obama, then I'd go up in there with my jeans. I walk up in the White House. That's because you ain't got no sense.
No respect. No respect.
None at all.
Check yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you've been changed, change ought to go in you and through you and come back out of you. And things around you ought to change.
Amen.
That's because you only change for Sunday. You ain't change for life. You change for one day.
That's right. You're supposed to be. This is a permanent change. The
Amen.
Change of Christ is a permanent change.
And Prophet, I have to mention too, because you know we're living in a society that everything with our children. It surrounds money. And it's like, you know, with our children.
That's all
today,
it's about. That's
it's
all it's about.
With
Jermaine,
our children,
is getting another dollar out of your pocket.
That's
they want
about.
Your kids to dress in them high priced gym shoes and stuff because it gets money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Not mine.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting so that the system, the school system itself, is about money because. You have some of our children who are on, and, you know, these are documents of special education that, you know, we're saying that our children are special. And I don't believe our children are special because if you can read, okay, oh, I need these clothes. I need this, these tennis shoes. I need all of that. There's nothing special about your child. I do believe when I was in school, we had all of these symptoms that we're talking about, ADHD, ADD, all these things that they're labeling our children with is all
well,
about.
Let me tell you something. The majority of that stuff, now there's some children that have some issues, but let me tell you something. The majority of that stuff comes from lack of discipline in the home.
Amen.
See, if you don't cause your child to sit down in the house, your child ain't going to want to sit down nowhere.
nowhere.
Stop it. I waxed my kids good. I whipped them with a belt, and then when the belt broke.
Wait a minute. Don't get go to jail on the phone here now. You can't
I ain't
I let them have it.
Who that was? We ain't giving out no information. Don't know who that was. Not the opinion of Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, neither the Pina Blog Radio. Watch yourself now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you all, the discipline at home will go to the school. That's why it used to be, I don't know if they still say it, praise the Lamb of God, but they used to survey the way children of the world act and the way the children of the kingdom act. And the children, the church kids, conducted themselves better in school because of the discipline of being raised in church. They had to be quiet in church. They had to learn in church. They became the smarter and the wiser and the best conductive children. But when your children are at home, and you let them run around and do everything, flip stuff over, all up under the tables and this, that, and another.
And jump. Don't
do the same thing when they get in church. Mm-hmm. They don't do the same thing in the grocery store. They're going to do the same thing in the doctor's office.
Amen. And people hate to see
an unruly child. You look at the parents. You don't look at that child. The child ain't bad. Bad mama and daddy.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb.
But you know, prophet, and back to this money situation, it's like if the parents want their children to be bad and everything because they feel like, okay, I'm getting a paycheck for this. Hold on, wait a minute.
What?
We gotta, you go ahead on and act up and do all these things you do and act dumb in school so I can get a paycheck. This is how some of our parents are thinking.
You're right. So, they looking for that crazy check. You're right.
Yeah. And then they look at okay, I'm going to get SSI and all this, but you're hurting your child in the process.
Amen.
You're hurting your child in the process by doing this, and the system does not care about your child, even if they're on this IEP or all this stuff that they're talking about. They don't care about that.
I have custody of my son. And when I got custody of my son, he was on all these programs. He was on because he had ODD, he had ACD, he had all these other things. He was on medication, he was on all this. When I took custody of him, all that stuff left. He's no longer on any learning program. He's no longer on anything.
Wow.
He's gone fearing me and fearing God over fearing anything else.
Yeah.
And it's just not a matter of smacking
him. Discipline, man, I'm telling you.
It's a matter of telling him who's in charge. I pay the bills. You listen to me.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And the big thing is, his mom keeps saying, well, he needs all these programs. He needs all these things because she needs a check. She needs the cash. But when he came to me, he didn't need any of that. And the teachers were shocked because his grades turned around. And his manners turned around. And everything turned around.
Amen.
And that's because who took control? You have to be a man of God and take that control.
Yeah. Better rod, you spoil a child. The rod of discipline.
That's right.
The rod of discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to discipline children.
Amen.
That's right. The word said be and it's not, their life.
I'll put that out there.
All right. You're going to jail if you want to. I ain't going to jail today. Praise
God.
I just want you to know you have to discipline your children. And if your children is not going to respect you, they're not going to respect the teacher.
No, they aren't.
If your child can cuss at you and there's no repercussions, they'll cuss at you. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to go. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful show.
Because I hit that clock.
This way and the way that it went, but I thank God that it did because a lot of good truth have come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. We as believers need to create, praise the Lamb of God, a Christian culture that is community-tized, as my daughter Aja said, the Lamb of God, that has community in it, whereas there is a proper flow that this is, praise the Lamb of God, the way we do it. Hallelujah. This is the way we do it as believers. This is the way we live. This is the way we dress. praise God. We've gone far from biblical principles, praise the Lamb of God. We've gone far from biblical principles, hallelujah. And I'm telling you this again, when you look at the schools of the rabbis and the schools of the Jews and this, that, and another, drive by them. Drive by their schools. Praise the Lamb of God. Then go to the jail and start calling nationalities out. When you call a Jewish nationality, they're going to have the less kids in jail.
Amen.
Have the less kids, praise the Lamb of God, that's pregnant out of wedlock. Just go, because of the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is we have no disciplines, no godly disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
We have no prayer in our homes.
Amen.
We have no Bible reading in our homes.
Amen. Yep, that's it.
We have nothing to discipline our children.
Mm-hmm.
A television is not a disciplinary tool. Go in there and watch television. Go in there and read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's discipline. Thought I'd help you today. Love you all.
Yes,
I bless you.
Love
talk
you
to you guys
too.
Tomorrow. I'm excited about your future and your kids, too. The Lord is making us all brand new.
Perfect.